How about those New York Islanders?
They just scored again.
Yes, New Jersey's stepchild of a hockey team went to the Big Outlet last night, lost 9-0. Anthony Duclair became the first NHL player to have a natural hat trick, 5 or more points, and a +6 rating since Wayne Gretzky in February of 1981. Congrats to the Red Hot Islanders.
How many times in Islander history have they scored 9 or more goals?
I don't know.
Well, it's a trivia question, so this is the part where you guess.
Oh, how many times in Islanders history? I'm going to say 16.
16 times?
Yeah.
This was the 44th time in Islander history that they have scored 9 or more goals. How many times in Ranger history have they scored 9 or more goals? And obviously the Rangers have been around for a much longer period of time than the Islanders. They've got them beat by about 50 years.
79.
49.
Wow, that's it?
That's it.
It ain't happening this year.
5 more times than the Islanders, yet they've been around for
incredible
much longer. But to give the Rangers credit, the most goals they've ever scored in a game is 12. The most the Islanders have ever scored in a game, which they've done multiple times, is 11.
So 11.
Okay. There you go.
How
some
about that?
Hockey factoids for you. Let's get to your phone calls. John Harbaugh is now available. Giant fans want him. Some Giant fans want him tomorrow. Some Giant fans want to wait. Jet fans are drooling, thinking, let's just fire Aaron Glenn and get him. Let's hear from the people, and we'll kick it off with Mike in the Bronx. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Evan. I love your show. How are you?
Appreciate it. What's up, man?
Good. I want to point out, you know, the fans always talk about this owner wants to win, you know, badly or the other one. Honestly, in football, it doesn't really matter that much. All he needs to know how to run a football team because how much money could he spend. In this case, you know, old Woody, you know, his inside guys always said, Woody really, really wants to win, but, you know, he just, like, makes mistakes. Okay, fine. Here's the one opportunity you have to show how much you really want to win. There's no salary cap here. Did John Gruden really want the Raiders when he went to that disaster of organization when he was old for 10 years? They gave him an offer he can't refuse. I'm not naive enough like you to think he really, really wants the Jets. Well, maybe right. The Jets really, really want him. You know, Evan was crying that Hal gave $930 million to Soto, but didn't give $1 billion. Okay, so let's cry now and say this, we're not asking for $1 billion. Probably, you know, coaches don't get paid that much. Go into your bank account. It's one opportunity to outspend other teams.
It's a great point. No, you're 1,000% right about that. I think it needs to be done in the Jets' case. We'll get to the Giants in a second. In a seedy way, I am not firing Aaron Glenn for the small percentage chance I'm getting him. Like, I'm not doing that. So I would, yes, behind the scenes, float to the agent, we'll make you the highest paid coach in the history of football. And we'll do it by a lot. Because he's right. I have said that about Steve Cohen and the Mets, that to be the big brother, to be the team that is more appealing than the Yankees and the Dodgers,
right. You
got to outspend. Well, the Jets are further away from everyone else in the NFL than the Mets were from the Giants and the Dodgers, Yankees and the Dodgers. So, yeah, I think Woody Johnson would have to write that big of a check. I'm just being real with everyone to know that that's not going to happen.
The more I thought about it in the commercial break, the more I think the Jets have to fire Aaron Glenn. This is all workshopping in real time. You said that in the open that resonated about, like, the historic class. Think back to this class pre-Stefanski and Harbaugh. All of those guys were deemed worthy enough, even if I didn't love a lot of them for the Giants. They're all getting pushed down the ladder, bro. You're telling me none of them are a better option than Aaron Glenn for this team?
No, but I think what you're forgetting as an option is not coaching next year. Like, it's not as if Kevin Stefanski needs to coach in 2026. Same with John Harbaugh. Now, we are making assumptions that they will.
Oh, they will.
Well, they probably will, but if the job available isn't the best one for them, they're not. Like, your whole point to me is, well, eventually, the Jet job may be the best one out there, so they'll take it. No. If Kevin Stefanski is sitting without a chair and the Jets are, like, the only job available, what he'll probably do is sit back and wait a year or two for what is deemed a better job.
All right, but you want to talk about getting the appealing candidate. If those guys get pushed down the rung, and this year you draft one of those quarterbacks, maybe they're not that good. Like, and whatever coaching candidates now next year look at the Jet job and go, well, this is even less appealing than it was a year ago. The Jet job could get less appealing, bro.
It could get more appealing.
Okay.
I mean, if I believe Darren Mougee and they use their draft picks correctly.
Do you believe Darren Mougee? Because he was barely allowed to speak.
You know what? Here's what's funny about it. And we played it in its entirety as we interrupted and gave our thoughts in the 1 o'clock hour yesterday. So if you missed it, you could always go to the Evan and Tiki podcast and check it out. So you didn't miss a word of what Mougee and Glenn said. I like Darren Mougee. I kind of believe him. Now, he didn't use a lot of words, but he also didn't use a lot of coach speak. He kind of just told you the deal. And his moves and his actions so far have been relatively good. So what's my confidence level in Darren Mooji? I'm not telling you it's through the roof, but it's certainly a lot higher than it is in Aaron Glenn.
Okay.
Let's go to Dominic in New Rochelle. Good morning, Dominic.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Yesterday I called you up saying the only no-brainer was John Harbaugh, but he wasn't available at the time. I didn't think the Ravens were going to let him go, which is why I didn't think there was a clear-cut candidate. But this is a gift from the gods here, a layup for the Giants. This is 100% a must-hire. You cannot waste any time here. Evan, I wouldn't even waste my time interviewing McCarthy and other candidates. He's had three losing seasons out of 18, a program builder, culture changer, great leader. His resume speaks for itself. I think this would be a major fail if the Giants do not hire him, because that he is available now. And Evan, Tomlin isn't available as of now, so we don't know. And the margin between Tomlin and Harbaugh isn't a lot. If anything, it's almost even. So this is why I wouldn't even wait here. They need to hire Harbaugh immediately, at least by the end of the week, fellas.
By the end of the week? I'll make you this prediction. I do not think the Giants are hiring a coach by the end of the week. It does lead me, and we should wait for Tiki. But you know what? Tiki did Tiki with Tuesdays the other day, so maybe we'll skip him. And that is a long-term prediction on the date the Giants hire a new head coach. Ooh. I'll tell you this, it ain't going to be January 15th.
No. And again, NFL rules aren't going to allow you to hire the coach as quickly as we think.
I mean, it depends. That's not true.
It could be by the 15th.
It depends who you're hiring. If they're hiring John Harbaugh, they could technically hire him in a few days as long as they fulfill the requirements of the Rooney rule. They could hire him next week. I just don't think they will.
Speaking of that, the Jets, when they interviewed Vrabel last year, was in week 17.
What was that?
The Jets.
Oh, okay, so there has been at least...
To go back to my
example of doing it early.
And if the Giants had interviewed McCarthy and Antonio Pierce, we're already down this road here.
Yeah, and they could have, because both guys were clearly available. Let's go to Tom in Howell, New Jersey. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I got 2 points. First, regarding McCarthy, can you just try to explain maybe where is this notion that Harbaugh is so much better than McCarthy? The record, the resumes are almost identical.
Ooh, can I start, Tom?
So that's 1 point.
Tom,
and second point.
Well, he's got a second point. Let him make it, and then we'll address.
Okay.
We'll address. Go ahead, Tom.
The second point is just coming from Tiki, always about the staff. In your mind, is Harbaugh the one going to be able to put the best staff together as well, besides the coach?
It's a great question. I think, John, if you look at his resume in Baltimore, put together some really, really good staffs.
That was, just to interrupt, because I listened to Tuesdays with Tiki.
Yeah.
That was Tiki's biggest concern, and why he doesn't want Harbaugh is he's concerned with the staff, which I completely disagree with.
I disagree with that. I think his staffs have been good over the years.
Yep.
So I appreciate Tom's phone call, because I think it is a really, really, really good point. And I thought our boy Tommy made a really good job of doing this last night. We all know Tommy Lugauer, if you've listened to our show, he was a big supporter of Mike McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, biggie.
And last night he laid out, look, I'm excited John Harbaugh is available, but Mike McCarthy and John Harbaugh have very similar resumes. And I heard him say it. I'm like, he's kind of right. So I did my own research. I started writing stuff down. In fact, I got it right in front of
me. Right. I did my research.
Comparing the resumes of John Harbaugh and Mike McCarthy. Let's start with the ages, because age seems to be a big deal, even though it's just a number. Look at our last two presidents. Mike McCarthy is 62. John Harbaugh is 63. I would say they're the same age.
Yep.
Tom Coughlin, when hired by the Giants, was 58. So, just to give you perspective.
Yeah, fair enough.
They both have coached 18 years in the NFL. Okay?
Okay.
Mike McCarthy, 174 and 112. John Harbaugh, 180 and 113. That is a slightly better winning percentage for John Harbaugh, 614 to 608. The playoff records.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy is 11 and 11. John Harbaugh is 13 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Both have won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Okay? This is the other one I really like. Over 500 seasons, under 500 seasons, and right at 500 seasons. John Harbaugh, 13 of 18 years above 500. They were three under 500 seasons, 2 years of being at 500. Mike McCarthy, 12 above 500 seasons, five under, one even. That resume tells you that John Harbaugh is slightly better. That's what the resume tells
you.
Those numbers, which I think are fair, their win-loss records, what they've done in the playoffs, obviously the Super Bowls are equal. It is clearly an edge for John, but it's very small. Mm-hmm. So our last caller brings up a great point, and like I mentioned, Tommy was asking the same question.
Yeah.
Why do we view John Harbaugh as an absolute slam dunk, you cannot wait, hire him today? And yet some of the rhetoric around Mike McCarthy has been, dare I say, unfair. Why are they talked about so differently? Now that I've laid all the facts out,
I know.
The floor is yours.
Could you tell it was like an excited puppy dog that jumped down your throat there?
Well, I just wanted everyone to have the facts because I knew it matters. And now you can determine what you want.
By the way, I was fighting with Tommy last night via text. So this is where I have all my information here. What do you think is more impressive? Now, we already agree he has a slightly bigger resume. We gave Mike McCarthy credit for all these big win seasons. Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. Freaking John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more impressive that John Harbaugh won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? Or less impressive that Mike McCarthy only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers and lost all those championship games? Also, all the talk about all the win seasons. This year, the Eagles snapped a very significant streak, which was no repeat winners in the NFC East. And we all agree the NFC East, we live it, right, is a very difficult division. John Harbaugh's done that in the AFC North, which is consistently a really good division, won back-to-back divisions. Mike McCarthy couldn't do that in Dallas with Dak Prescott. Now, you want to talk about that small potatoes? That's fine. There's a lot more consistency with John Harbaugh. And also, John Harbaugh, when he loses his quarterback, he's making playoff games with Snoop Huntley.
Yeah,
Cooper Rush ain't doing that with the Dallas Cowboys and McCarthy.
Here's the problem with your argument, because I have a counter to you, but it's also like weird because the coach deserves credit for everything.
Yeah.
Like, the coach really does deserve credit for everything. Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy, and I made a big point of this when Aaron came to the Jets, never had a top 10 defense after the Super Bowl year.
Fair.
The Ravens basically had top 5 defenses every single year. Now, I don't want to use that against John because he's the head coach.
He's the head coach. He's in touch with who's hiring to run the defense.
But you're also kind of decreasing the value of McCarthy winning because he had Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback he helped develop. It's almost as if what you and Tommy are doing, and I don't mean to knock Tommy in this, but I'm going to knock you mostly, is you have your opinions and you're shaping the argument based around what you want. I'm being perfectly honest. I think Mike McCarthy is a wonderful head coach who I would hire if I'm the New York Giants. But I, too, fall victim to putting John on a much higher pedestal than I do Mike. Now, I like Mike. I am not anti-McCarthy the way you are. I think I'm fair. But yet, I do find myself, to our last caller's point, putting John on a much higher pedestal than McCarthy, even though the resume tells us otherwise. And I was very self-reflective on, well, why do I do it? And I think the reason I do it is the consistency of being in one place.
Sure.
Which in a weird way, I should give McCarthy credit. Isn't it more difficult to go to another place and have success? But I think my bias is in the Ravens just being so solid for as long as they've been.
Yeah, and my bias is just, I just think there was more creativity with the Harbaugh did. Remember, Lamar Jackson, we had Bill Polian talking about, should he go to wide receiver? It was John Harbaugh that stepped up, even with Flacco, when the team was like, no, we're not going to be the team that misses on Lamar Jackson. We're going to get him at 32 overall. And then he had the right coach in place. At the time, was Greg Roman, that said, switch this whole offense up, cater. I just think there's more actual, like, intangible coaching stuff that you can lean on with Harbaugh. You go, he was always setting his team up for success, where McCarthy was kind of like, if it's not this way, we're screwed.
I want to meet you in the middle on this argument, okay? Because I prefer John Harbaugh, and I think the resume even tells you John is slightly better. Would you at least agree that the rhetoric between the two head coaches is not consistent with the resumes?
I agree that Mike McCarthy gets disrespected based on his resume. That's what I agree with.
Okay. And I think that's the... It's kind of fascinating, especially with them both being available and the way most of us talk about them.
I just don't think he's the right fit for where the Giants are. I don't.
Okay.
That's
it. All right. Let's go to Joey Clams in Brooklyn. What's going on, Joey Clams?
How you doing? Listen, I've been a gambler for 50 years, and I watch every single football game.
Yep.
John Harbaugh has done a terrible job the last 4 years. They blew 12 10-point leads in the game in the fourth quarter the last 4 years. With the MVP quarterback and all-world running back and all-pro wide receivers, he cannot finish a game. The other Sunday, he lost his fastball. Sunday night, instead of giving the ball to Henry or Lamar Jackson with 13 seconds left to pick up three more four yards.
That was brutal.
He kneeled down on the ball. Yep. He kneeled down on the ball and pushed it back 2 yards and missed the field goal. He lost his fastball. Pumped the brakes on him. He's been a horrible job the last 4 years. He blew big games and hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl.
Now, Joey, I guess my answer back to that would be, outside of Sean McVay, I'll even put Nick Sirianni there right now, Andy Reid, that may be it. That may be the list. You can make that case for basically every coach
in the NFL.
There
is no perfect head coach.
Tomlin, people scream about in Pittsburgh with this stuff, too. And if you're available, like, if he was the perfect head coach, I know it's been 18 years. Maybe the Ravens aren't getting rid of him either. Nobody you hire right now is not going to have some sort of minor wart you can find. That's it.
No, and I think the easy one for most Giant fans, which is why whenever the Steeler fan would call in and chime in on why you don't want Mike Tomlin, is the retort would be, have you seen who our coaches have been?
Yeah.
Like, they are significant upgrades over what the Giants have had. Now, what I appreciate about Joey's phone call, and I've got this all set up at 11 o'clock because I did a lot of research, going into the Baltimore Raven community, I went to Ravens Reddit.
Wow.
I listened to old Baltimore Sports Talk radio clips. I needed to find out what made them turn on John Harbaugh. Because we could sit here for 4 hours and just blow smoke up everyone's tuchus about how great John Harbaugh is. There clearly are flaws.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they shouldn't hire him. It doesn't mean he isn't a good head coach. But when you're not watching a guy every day, we don't see the criticisms. We just don't.
I agree.
So I have put together a long list of criticisms of John Harbaugh because I do think it's fair and probably good for all of us to address them.
Sure. Did any involve the boots he wore on Sunday night?
No, you were the only one who had that.
Oof.
Literally, when I was doing my research on criticisms of John Harbaugh, all of a sudden a picture of Sean Morash showed up.
Those boots.
And it was criticism of the boots he was wearing. Let's go to Joe D. in Queens. Hey, Joe D.
Hey, gentlemen. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I've been a fan for a long time. Glad to have you back at this time because I can listen to you during work. So.
Well, it's good to be back. It's been 6 years and it felt like yesterday me and Joe were standing here. What's on your mind, man?
So I was just talking offline, and I think that you're missing the point on why the Jets should fire Aaron Glenn immediately.
Go.
All you're doing is comparing, if John Harbaugh may be available, you're missing the fact there's so many coaches that are available that are an improvement. Go one by one. Of course, John Harbaugh. Is Mike McCarthy an upgrade to Aaron Glenn?
Yeah.
Is Kevin Stefanski an upgrade to Aaron Glenn?
Yeah.
Is potentially a Cliff Kingsbury an upgrade?
This is where we're going to veer off from each other, and this is where my opinion stands. Yes, the veteran coaches with resumes are better options than Aaron Glenn. I am very skeptical that these veteran coaches would take the Jet job, as I pointed out. What I don't want to do is fire a first-year head coach who, in the middle of the season, they traded their two best defensive players to hire another first-time coach, or in the case of Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who's still trying to prove they're a good NFL head coach.
Correct.
I don't want to go down that road. Now, some may. I understand the bet of, I'm going to make a wager that Clint Kubiak is a better first-time head coach than Aaron Glenn. Fine. I don't want to make that bet.
Okay.
So if it's the established guy like John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin, absolutely. But I think if they fire Glenn, they ultimately end up hiring another first-time coach. I don't want to do that. I'd rather see it through with this guy. And if he sucks next year and the year after, fine. I move on. I'm not going to stick with him forever.
I totally get where you're coming from.
Thank
but you bring up if you were a betting man. All right, if you were a betting man, do you think at this time next year Aaron Glenn's fired anyway?
This reminds me of a moment on the old Midday Show.
Okay.
A very famous moment. I wish I had the audio of right now. Joe and I disliked Adam Gase, never wanted to hire. It was terrible. And that's the famous moment where Joe says to Brian Costello, exactly what you said. Do you think Gase is going to be the coach in 2 years? And after passionately.
Absolute stiff.
And of course, Brian Costello, being honest, because it's a loaded question, said no, caused Joe to do the famous. So, do I think it's going to work out? Dude, I'm a Jet fan. I don't think anything is going to work out. But I just would rather not go down the road of another first-time head coach. I'd rather see this through with Aaron Glenn. And, again, if it's John Harbaugh, of course. I just don't think he's taking the job.
I'm going to bring it back to the Giants. I'm going to speak from my experience. The Giants are notorious until this year of always firing their coach a year too early, year too late, and being on the off year when it comes to coaching classes. This has become the on year for coaching classes, and you don't want to be stuck in a year where it's an off year.
Anthony in Roselle Park. Hey, Anthony.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Sorry, I just got a quick question. Why isn't Charlie Weiss's name being brought up? I saw his name on an article somewhere?
Yeah, his name is brought up as an offensive coordinator because of his history with Jackson Dart. And if he decides to not go to LSU with Lane Kiffin, I think it's a an interesting option. I don't want to say great option. I would say it's an interesting option.
He already technically did go with Lane Kiffin to LSU. He did take the OC job.
Well, but he did, but he didn't. It's like Bill Belichick took the Jet job until he decided not to.
Of course. Of course.
I think that he's an interesting name to think about, but it really has to be up to the new head coach. I mean, this is part of something Tiki has stressed a lot, which is the new head coach has to put a staff together. And that's up to whoever you hire. Now, does Charlie Wise Jr. appeal to you based on his familiarity with Jackson Dart?
Not ready to be a head coach yet. I need to see him call plays in the NFL level before I'm making him a head coach.
Let's go to Limo Driver Ed. What's up, Limo Driver Ed? LDE.
Hey, brother. How you guys doing? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
You know what's so funny is that between Tomlin and Harbaugh, these guys got families, man. So they're going to discuss what they do. And after 19 years, they need a time. They need at least a year off. Maybe go into the booth or do something like that, or analyst on, you know, one of the shows, Sports Channel. Everybody's trying to count what, you know, tell them what this man's going to do. You don't know what he's going to do.
You don't
he may
know
say,
what
hey, I got to take a year off.
You don't know what he's going to do. You're right. And Tiki argued back with me about Tomlin through my Tomlin prediction for a while that if him and Pittsburgh broke up, he would take a year off. Here's the sign that John Harbaugh is not taking a year off. He's already agreed to do interviews.
Yeah.
There's already a report of him meeting with the New York Giants coming up in just a couple of days. So I think the fact, in fact, let me read the actual tweet to you. Ian O'Connor, John Harbaugh meeting with the Giants could be as early as this weekend. Scheduling challenges might push it back to next week, but given that as many as 9 teams might be involved now, the Giants are acting urgently on this. They know the stakes. So that's not the meeting is set, but based on that, and Ian is certainly
Ian's very much all over what the Giants have been
that thinking. Sounds like there's going to be a meeting. And the assumption I'm going to make is if he's taking meetings, he's interested in coaching immediately.
Yeah, and I would agree with Ed if Harbaugh wasn't 63 years old. I think you do run into that danger. Not that Harbaugh wouldn't get hired next year at 64, but once you start to hit that age, 63, 60, the longer you step away, the less desirable a hire you become.
Here's the other thing that's amazing to me. I disagree with you about John Harbaugh in that regard. Okay. Age is a number, but it's so hypocritical. Certain people are talked about with their age more than others. You were stunned the other day when I brought up that John was 63.
I know.
Because he's skinny, because he's in shape, and because he looks young. There's a perception of John Harbaugh that he is a young guy. He's older than Mike McCarthy. He's in his 60s. He's almost a senior citizen. And I'm not picking on his age because I think age is completely overrated and just a number. But I think that a part of the hypocrisy that we all have, all of us, I'm not excluded from that, in the way we talk about some of these candidates is based on their presentation. And there's no doubt that the fact that John Harbaugh shows up at the Ravens facility at 5 a.m. and does squats at 480 pounds, which is like a true story, I think continues the perception that he's not an old guy.
Yeah, you know, you take away a year away and you start eating Fritos, things change. You know what I mean? You're not up at 5 a.m.
That's you.
What do you mean? Anybody retires in their 60s, they get fat.
I don't think John Harbaugh would.
John Harbaugh doesn't coach this year. I guarantee he gains 40 pounds. Guaranteed.
Look, I think we agree he's coaching next year.
Yes.
I don't think he's taking a year off.
Yes.
Why?
Speaking of which, the Giants Drive of the Game is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. While the Giants had plenty of drives that led to the end zone in their finale on Sunday, the real drive they have to be is who's picking up John Harbaugh from the airport and bringing him here to make sure he is living a life of luxury. The Giants are driving to hire a new head coach, and John Harbaugh is top of mind.
Why did Raven fans turn on John Harbaugh? We'll go through some of the big critiques of John over the last couple of years, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash.